这应该就是几个，那个在那弄的，跟着我们那的，营业啊弄的，嗯，
营业啊弄的，他啊，钱包里头了，
钱包里头嘞，
那个，他在准备把钱了，
是吧？
那把 leave it finish we are
at the bar 没把人民币在在钱包里头，
嗯。
准备，你全部的到那个车上的油，那都是没油的时候，那马吉文怎么写过去了？哎，写进去了，全部写了。
So mindful, mindfulness here is a mental factor that recollects.A phenomenon or object previously realized or understood. Makes sense?
Yeah, Jemba. So there are Jemba
is the
same as Jemba.
So this normally is a Jemba and this mindfulness, a mindfulness and this connection.In this context has Kechi Sumbin three attitudes. Also normally, colloquially, you know, Dengi Sumbin is I miss my parents, or it occurs to me. You know, like thought occurring, but it's a languishing anyway, don't worry about it. Normally, meetings, I will not die today. In a meeting? Like that. In Tibetan, we use the word den, which is mentioned in Kings. It occurs to me that I will not die. Pardon? No, Dharata dra. Drana jen. Dharata dra. Drana jen.
That is Cheche Sumbin no ne, Cheche Tumbo de Yuji Chewa Debi Nipo se de Ibo Koro de pa Kan Tendu Yu de Jirinbo Koran de pa Kaza Jede ga Jirinbo Nyonyo da Oye Tengi.
So that this mindfulness here has three things, three attitudes. The first attitude concerns attitudes about the objects of object, and that is similarity, association, similarity with the object. So, when you become familiar with something, you know, that it stays with you.And therefore, the collection occurs.
Number the number cheva the you tell me ni jeba meva.
And now the second attribute is called mental function attribute. And the Tibetan word for this is namba, namba. And a number, in this case, is a very specific meaning how the mental function. The function attribute is retention or unforgetful, not forgetting. And now,the next is mental function attribute. The second one was the mental function. This is just just function attitude. And the function attitude is
11.
Is a non-distracting. It or sharp focus on non-distracting. Anyway, mindfulness here has three attitudes concerning its object, concerning the mental process function, processing, and then, you know, function attitude, and so on. There are three. No, and so on. Three.
That's you are the thing.
And the fourth is normally this word is okay. The dependent word is thing in thing, and it has been translated as stabilization. Normally, it's also translated as concentration. Thing in thing.
That these thing is in the shadow of the color. Same and shirap zero you to be you like shira te shigi and you la you this is a mibi. That chile chili serious about.
So the stabilization here is a mental factor which has the function to induce wisdom subsequently. So if you understand an object and then concentration or stabilization is that mental factor which remains fixed, stabilized or rooted. So, thing is in here is a means to achieve karma abiding. Whereas, Saktong, special insight, is a way to develop wisdom. So, however, there is no privation, or however, it does not necessarily follow that mindfulness here is a means to come up to developing karma abiding. For example, when you pardon?
You said mindfulness before, but stabilization or concentration.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Stabilization. Stabilization here. However, it doesn't necessarily follow that stabilization here necessarily gives rise to karma abiding, because when you see the bars. There is a stabilization of the mind on the bars. That means mind staying power. mind staying power on the bars, mind staying power on the bars, and then as will be talked about, analysis of the parts of the bars and understand them is function of wisdom. So, when stabilization and wisdom they go together, it is stabilization's function, it is the function of stabilization to make the mind remain single-pointedly focused. And it is the power, it's the function of the wisdom, it is the function of the wisdom to make the mind not become muddled with other awarenesses, but understand the object under consideration and its parts. So, okay, now to recap. Aspiration, okay, of five determining factors, aspiration leads the mind to an object. Belief, conviction, arouses passion for it and develop and seek it.
Can be your beginning.
And mindfulness ensures unforgetfulness.
That means it's
and stabilization ensures one pointed focus.
Shiraji Yujian Mariwa.
And wisdom ensures that the mind considering a phenomenon doesn't get the object under consideration muddled up with other objects. So this concludes yunming, not object determining mental factors. As we had last week, five omnipresent mental factors, and then these object determining, or rather five determining and object determining factors are what is called 10-member mental factors. And for your information, object determining mental factors only accompany mind which understand things. And now let's move on to
Gyeongju
marigo kishla. Gyeongju. Then Geshe La's text moves on to talk about sixth root. So now let's briefly run through the 11 virtues, 11 virtuous mental factors. Number one is faith, and the faith here is kind of a reasoned faith, okay, a conviction you gain through knowing, through sound knowledge, or through, you know, yeah, through sound knowledge. And it is the, Geshe-la says, this is a, it has a strict reference to Buddhist belief, in the, like, reason, faith in the three jewels, and karma, and so on. This faith excludes unreasoned faith. In other words, this faith excludes blind embrace of something just because somebody says. Faith here necessarily needs to realize or understand the object with which one has reasoned faith or reasoned love and conviction. Love is regretful, unwavering. So here the words Dr. Nava means unchanging or unwavering or irreversible. And the second is Matashiva means shame. Shame pertains shame is posited from independence of on one.
The other way around,
shame takes into consideration other embarrassment takes into account oneself.
젠더 샤와 로바 카레 쉐바이나 데 젠더기 에 샤멜라서 버티 용그리 산 산이 런디 샤와 네바데 까바텔라 저 뭔가 미주바 쉐비 생겐데라 나 나다 로마사 시에티고
so shame is a virtuous mental factor which stops you from in from doing not so good a deed or bad deed, fearing censure from others or being put to shame by others. So anyway, it's a mental factor which stops you from doing some an action which if you perform, you fear others will ridicule you and taunt you, and therefore not being able to withstand that, but you stop doing it, and that is shame. Embarrassment is a mental factor which stops you from embarking or from doing bad action. Don't remember means bad action or unwholesome action on the grounds such as I'm a Buddhist. I'm a novice monk. I'm a bhikshu, and or on the ground, I have taken vows not to do so. Therefore, I ought not do it. It is called embarrassment.
Then the sushin shiro la ne li da ma da ne ka da. Tendigi shawa yitu shiro la shu me na yenga haku marwa. Tendi maju bege ne.
So this virtuous mental factor helps you restrain from unwholesome action, restrains you from mental dash invisible mental factor which other people will not see, whereas actions of the body, actions of the speech, if you perform, they are visible, palpable to other people. Therefore, they can be known by other people. Therefore, one can be subject to being ridiculed. But this one is a mental thing. Therefore, on the restraining from perform a mental negative thing on the grounds I'm a Buddhist, I'm a, and so on. And now then the next three are called three root virtues. Called non-attachment, non-hatred, non-ignorance. So non-attachment obvious is obvious.
但这个也变成了那个的这个也变成了的先锋的先锋的但是下面把这个说了
So it is a mental factor which sees good means drawbacks drawbacks in objects or okay, in five central objects.
Data we can use is the then la ye do ko ten sa ba don do bi si le ji se jun se ro wa. Then then ma yo wa
sa re.
Ata ji do su ta sa is kono kon to ku yo de.
So when one is asked, okay, when we give the definition of attachment as opposed to non-attachment, we say it is a mental factor. Attachment is a mental factor which exaggerates perceived qualities, perceived desirable qualities of the five sensual objects. And if that being a definition of desire or attachment, here non-attachment should be a complete reverse of it. Non-hatred.
Chedo mebe tenye tenye ta rangi kata ta kongraja wate yuchi la mi ne tela kuni nar tema kato kondro ki rongi la kuroa kondro ki rongma la ta ena ya kondro ki chato uro yuwen tenye kuni nar tenye se yuchi la chedo kuni nar tenye se kuni nar tenye
Non-hatred is a mental factor with the awareness of non-aggression. Not inflicting pain on objects or people or things.
But 대리 디게니 대라 세와 제바데 가 가데 세지 세와 제바 멘데데
세지 anyway that's a pretty simple it is a mental factor which prevents inflicting violence on any other being
So, Jenna, tell us here, dear, tell us the song here, yeah. Little tell us. And Sula tell us. Rochelle tell us. Tell us some. A test from Kayamish, Shepard, Doba, Saint Jusela. Gentlemen, you say it's a little bit.
So,
in your own interview,
So, affliction of violence, aggression, can be inflicting violence on others' life, on others' body, and on others' life stock, and on others' material resources or possessions. Not harming them anyway. Not this. So there's a difference between violent aggression and harm. So if somebody insults me, it can harm me, but it's not aggression.
When
it says there are three objects of aggression or harm, would be body, life, and the longevity resources. Resources is a very broad term, which could include mind, because mind is seen as mind. Remember, my mind. And therefore, just as you said, my pointing to my car, which is, and therefore my mind. Mind is seen as something to be utilized.
It may have been a rangi lurina figure. Same kind of strong, so to the same, the same thing, little one. The lude, pumble, jagomare.
La. Now, please get this one. Normally, lu means the body. When you hurt someone physically, you are hurting their body. But here, when it says there are still objects of aggression or infliction of violence, and the first is lu. And body here doesn't refer to this. It refers to aggregation, okay? Aggregation of five parts. You know? You understand that? The five aggregates. The five aggregates. So this is a, Geshe-la says, it's much debated. And therefore, from dialecticians' understanding of a Buddhist epistemology, then it includes that which make parts, which make up the parts. Here, five or six, which make up a being. Last
question. Hmm?
So when it says non-ignorance, so it's a mental factor, non-ignorance is a mental factor which is the flip side or the opposite of ignorance. So now, ignorance.
Yona Gevishola Mata Mamu Bigi Shele Change the use now and it mummy passi. Gewa change shall be in the tea hole.
Gevishola Mamu the Kinjo.
Oh yeah. Mumba me.
And
music Gevishola and it couldn't even put it off.
So here it could be also defined as mental factor which is not confused about virtuous phenomena, things of that, which is not confused about things virtuous. Timuna. 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 Non-ignorance as a mental factor can only be had at a very high level, like levels of Buddhahood. Geshe-la says non-ignorance here is a very coarse lack. Okay, it's a lack of coarse ignorance, and non-ignorance therefore is present in all ordinary virtues as well. For example,
Sanjie Dang Chu Gindi.
For example, when you know the three jewels as Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, and the knowledge, that knowledge is non-ignorance. Just a very brief example. It says effort. Normal word that we normally use is mouthful, enthusiastic perseverance. But this one says effort. And what is effort or enthusiastic perseverance? It is a mental factor. Very very interested, delighted in virtues, which takes delight in virtues.
When the
And for example, when you embark on, say, a practice of reciting prayer, practice of meditation on something, no sooner you started a practice, then your mind goes lethargic. Or your mind, rather than thinking of the topic under consideration, it's very shifty and thinks of all other things. And that is an expression of lack of enthusiastic perseverance. The next is pliancy or pliancy. 신정.
근데 다 논지 신이 가서 돈 신신용 대화 더 세지와.
네.
대다 말해. 근데 신이 토다는 게 제가 말와. 근데 개와 코란이 제가 개생지 지나 시행인데 생코나 데시디나 이제 리더 생이가 봐. 양티디나 이제 용이시. 이제 신의 이제 되는 세주시라. 이제 시용 세자고 이따라.
So pliancy here, although pliancy is a term normally associated with kama biting. When you're about to develop perfect kama biting, you do so through pliancy. But here pliancy does not just confine to that. Pliancy here refers to a state of well-being, physical and mental, when a satisfying sense of well-being, a sense of satisfaction and well-being that you experience when you have managed to do, when you have managed to embark on and do. So, for example, you have been practicing patience. You have been meditating on patience before you encountered, provocation. And when somebody really provoked you, you didn't lose your ground, you didn't lose your dignity. You remained calm and collected. As a result, you felt really good about it, physically and mentally. That is a kind of a rudimentary pliancy.
No, that's what I want to say. If you come to the temple and the Dharma is in the gym, if you have a
To give another example, let's say you have managed to make an offering to a sublime being as the Dalai Lama, calling as the Dalai Lama, and when he accepts your offering. Instead of feeling that you have lost so much of your money, rather you feel a sense of elation, sense of elation, lightness, both in body and mind. And that is an example. That's another example of Xinjiang. Not to be confused with Xinjiang in Northwest. And the next one is conscientiousness is the ninth one. So conscientiousness is a mental factor which guards, Krishna says, mind and body from entering unwholesome activities, or from doing unwholesome activities, being, you know, circumspect. Is the word?
So here the
definition is the more inclusive. It's a conscientiousness is a mental factor which engages diligently in the sublime wholesome action dash, namely virtues, and guards body and mind from entering or embarking on unwholesome ones. The one I gave you before, Geshe-la, is more inclusive.
Next
is equanimity. So this equanimity is called equanimity, a class of 10 virtuous mental factors, because the term equanimity is used in Paul Immeasurables, and it is also used as the foundation of developing bodhicitta, you know, as you can recall. It is also used as an antidote to doing away with subtle disturbances of concentration, called non-application of antidotes. Just letting things as they are. That is also called equanimity. But here equanimity refers to equanimity, a member of 10 virtues.
Thank you for that.
So, Pangyong here, equanimity, is a mental factor, which induces the mind to be in between very coarse, you know, coarse, C-O-A-R-S-E, coarse, excited, excited. Okay, I'll say that is a mind, mental factor, which ensures the mind stays in between, not affected by coarse, excitable minds as a desire, arrogant of the pride and anger. So these are very excitable minds. And from sunken state of mind, the low ebb function of mind, where the mind, nothing much comes to the mind in a state of blank. When I said that, what it's saying is, equanimity here keeps the mind in a neutral state. Neutral in the sense it is not affected by excitement, mental factors as amorous feelings or desire, or like Germans, pride, and so on, because they excite. And you know, and they induce excitement, which is one of the two prominent factors of disturbance of concentration when you're at advanced kind of stage. And timuk, it also saves the mind, keeps the mind away from, or keeps the mind from experiencing a trough state, which is dullness. Nice.
이게 기세한테 하고
그러잖아요.
네, 맞아요. 근데 然后 건도 저기 기세한테 시계 기세한테 말해봐 시계 그 대중 시계 공룡 티워.
So anyway, to make it easy now, equanimity is a mental factor which stops the mind from experiencing the faults of excitement and dullness.
제가
난
다시 기억인데.
And now 11th is
넘어면 돼요.
It's non-harmfulness.
자, 세와 세비, 아까 이제는 내와 세가 일곱으로 내와 매비 세준 세, 세와 매비 세준 세, 넘어면 돼요.
Put simply, non-harmfulness is a mental factor of non-malice.
Dana ane jin dunga la mi ne te ane kare mi ne mize namba chi se yo la wa.
Jinal.
Jin dunga la mi ne mize namba chi se yo.
Anyway, the text that I'm reading from says, Krishna says, it is a mental factor which focuses on or observes others' suffering and cannot withstand the suffering. Now for your information, according to Vasubandhu's writing called Abhidhamma Kosha, or the Treasury of Knowledge. So according to Vasubandhu, he says, if it is a virtuous thought, if it is a virtuous mind, it has the company of all the 11 virtuous mental factors. That is Vasubandhu's viewpoint. I believe what he said does not hold water necessarily. If all of them are to be present around every virtuous thought, then take this as an example. You know, a blind faith is a virtue. It believes in something that is good, but has not actually understood it. That being the case, faith, the first of the 11 virtues, would be absent, because faith here is reasoned, a kind of a certitude and a conviction based on precise and sound knowledge or understanding. So it doesn't hold water. So let's then talk about the last four mental factors. They are called the four changeable ones.
一人结吧，不结，你结得过？那一结吧，嗯，多吧，结吧。
On page 149, number 6, where it says, four changeable mental factors. What are they? Have you found it? 145. 145, I beg your pardon. It says, sleep, contrition, investigation, and analysis.
喂，咱你给的研究，研究这的，俺这的啥子？哎，你国家的，咱你给钱的，我咱你给钱的，给我当，没给我的，我娘说，叔叔的，开始见面这的，买你个，可能的，说是可能了，哪里个的，可能的，节约可能的，你个人，你他妈的，你先他妈的，开始有人开始，你他妈给我的，就不来。
Okay,
sleep is changeable in that sleep is a mental factor, it's a mind. Sleep is, okay, sleeping mind, therefore, sleeping mind can become virtue, non-virtue, or neutral, depending on what precedes, depending on whether there was a virtuous frame of mind just before the mind slept, and so on. If there's a virtuous thought, sleep becomes all virtue. If there's a non-virtuous thought, sleep becomes non-virtue. If there's neither of the two, it becomes neutral.
예바데 연지세가잖아. 개월에 개월시에 개월편은 스타일이 점이 됐지. 같이 제마도 담아 제바시에이나 미개월차로 개월 칸데 시대 연지 담아 미개월이 됐어. 미개월지 시에 딱아 제마디 담아 이네 되는 제바시 처리 가지 제바 따지게 개월지 가 개월 주로게. 근데다 개월 연지세 됐어.
So confession or remorse is changeable. It can be virtuous. It can be non-virtuous. If you regret, if you have a contrition for virtue, it becomes non-virtue, and vice versa.
Yes. Hmm. 근데 이제 계획을 지을 도바에 도바 진행지 국도방 개발을 지하는데 된 도바에 개발 진로 거래 계획을 도바에 개발 중인데 개발 진로 거래.
So here the last two mental factors are investigation and analysis. I'm not happy with this word investigation. Anyway, I have to use this word, and Geshe-la says, these are present both in virtuous and non-virtuous. And investigation and analysis accompanying virtuous thought, naturally, these two also become virtuous, and vice versa.
이게 가사 이니는 싫어
유니는 나래
싫어지 가사 다 투명한데 맞은 거 제발이다 아니 제 아 제발 오버인데 간 싫어지 아니 가사 몸비온데 아 개비온데 맞은 거지 제발이 도지 근데
So, you know, these two words, investigation and analysis. Although, anyway, in the dependent word for investigation is tokpa. Not to be confused with the normal thought, or conceptual awareness we have been talking about, and investigation here is a coarser, whereas analysis is finer. And so, if you go back to five objects determiners, coarse,
the five or the five object determiners, the last two are stabilization and wisdom.
Investigation
and analysis are the function of the last of five object determinants, wisdom. When wisdom leads the mind to a virtuous object, and then roughly understands that is investigation. When wisdom leads a mind to a virtuous object and understands a virtuous object in fine detail is analysis. And in the same way, wisdom can lead the mind to a non-virtuous object and then have coarse and refined cognizance of the non-virtuous object. Therefore, these two as well are changeable minds.
这种，那我们固定不了这种。那刚刚讲也是，接下来就是。其中固定不下来的意思。So
if these are clear in your old, hacked brain, then they should be clear to other people. That's good. Is it clear to you?
Yeah.
Roughly. What?
Intelligence.
你看的。那，你不要否认，intelligence。 네. Intelligence.
Oh, intelligence.
所以, Krishna says, if only you understand, these are intelligent people, and they will get it.
Oh, yeah,
How many are left now? How many classes?
Two more.
New hours? And then that will give us time to talk about six root secondary mental factors and
that's
the last one.
那这个呢，只能按照农民的这个，农民的修行的相关几个等等，等你年年，等你住的年年年纪的开始不修了吧？我跟那些，if everybody
have chance to hear the discourses on the root dimensions and so on, because these are important issues.
우리 들어서 많이 말했지 않았지? 가지 신대 얘기 좀 하나 지금 한번 기도 좀 해봐.
not just people who have been regular attendees, but a wider circle of people could come.
And if it's like,
And so on, that important? He said, oh yes, of course, for me it is the most important. If you don't know them, you don't know how to abstain from them.
너지 판매를 싸니 주든 얘네 시장에 시해 해라.
Also, the Tantra talk about these